Mr. Prentice, life in the private sector is tough.
Yes, yes, of course.
I understand that you spent 20 years working for the BBC.
Exactly.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
No, I quite see your point. I promised you a distinguished list of blue-chip clients.
How many clients does your government media relations agency actually have?
Well, let me put it this way. You and I have always had an excellent working relationship.
When you were on a generous and regular BBC salary.
Which now, sadly, I am not. Let's talk business.
Oh, let us do so.
How far will you extend my overdraft for the exclusive, unrestrained, or possibly restrained use of my body?
The Birch.
Hello?
I've been in conservative politics 40 years. And believe me, there is nothing the British people like better than the lash of the Birch on firm young buttocks.
I'm really sorry, but there was a phone call from Philadelphia. Jim can't come. Apparently there's a really important conference on the reproductive habits of tsetse flies.
We apologise to passengers requiring a 10 o'clock service to London. It's a Richard Branson train, so it's not here.
No. Good evening. With me is the artist formerly known as Toggle, who now wishes to be addressed as Gracie Fields. Gracie, you called your debut album I Was Born One Morning When the Sun Didn't Shine. I picked up a shovel and I walked down the mine. Speaking during a conservative coffee morning and Euro-burning ceremony, he said, Barrett is in Europe, but not run by Europe. A part of Europe, but apart from Europe. Not ruled by Europe, but drooled by Europe. Ho-hum by Europe, not tum-ti-tum by Europe. Tough on Europe, tough on the causes of Europe. And ready to talk about things voters are really interested in, such as Europe.
Please, I am wanting Monsieur Gaston du Vallon.
It is Juliette.
He will know who I am. You will tell him, please. I have left messages also yesterday for him, but he does not ring back. Please, you tell him I am calling him again now. And he will telephone me here tonight at my home, s'il vous plaît. Merci. Et bonne nuit encore.
Hold up your chin. Open your mouth, Mummy, like you used to. Open. Now I can see your tongue. Okay, I'm closing in. Closing in. Now.
No!
You've broken my camera, you bitch!
Get away from me! One move, one touch, and I'll cut your hands off!
No!
You're some kind of robot.
That's right, I am. And so are you.
No.
I work here among you. I follow Mr. Dorchin's orders, mapping the tests, carrying out my own research, watching you and the lives you live. But you have no choice.
What do you mean? That's just
not... Because you are dead, Mr. Swanson.
The dream. The explosion.
It wasn't a dream. It was a petrochemical plant. There was a small fire and explosion. Various processes. A chemical cloud. It was bad luck that the wind was due south of the town. There was no time. No chance for most of you.
The whole town?
Everyone who was sleeping that night, yes.
And Dorchin?
It was his chance. He works for...
As contact with...
A whole town, you see. A perfect slice of America. And the technology was there.
All of this for advertising.
All of this... For you.
A few days after her grand assembly, my dear mama fell dreadfully ill and suffered a fit that lasted over 8 hours. The doctors shaved off her lovely hair and put blister plasters on her skin. They merely increased her pain. I wanted to strew violets over her dying bed as she strewed sweetness over my life. But they would not let me. Outside, we could hear people weeping in the streets. My beloved mama, she will never be forgotten.